Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. May 5th, 2020. Help in developing the soul. Comment: the verse in one of the Kabbalistic songs goes like this: the soul grows in a person not with time, commit to the work in the heart over and over again so that eventually it will appear in the world from the seed of love. Answer: yes, this is how it grows. And there is nothing you can do but take care both of this seed, the point in the heart, and its environment. Mind you, the environment is our whole world. And then there are also spiritual worlds of impurity called Klipot, shells. They are an enormous help in the development of the soul, but it is negative help. It is written, "I will make for him a help made against him." Even in our world, if I want to be an athlete, a scientist, no matter what, I must exert and work against my natural laziness. This is the only way I can overcome my laziness. But in spirituality, oddly enough, it is much easier. In spirituality, all you need is to understand that everything will be resolved with our unity. It is impossible to resolve any question if you are alone, because then you hit a wall, and you hit it over and over again, and you get bumps on your head. But if you connect with others, you discover the passage to the spiritual world together and enter it literally like a knife through butter. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, February 9, 2020. Answers to your questions, Part 245. Question: it is not enough just to look and see some facts from a new point of view in order to change one's attitude to the world. A serious, significant change in the perception of the world is impossible through understanding and logical conviction. This requires faith above reason. Such faith appears in an altered state of consciousness. Does Kabbalah have practical methods for controlling the state of consciousness? Answer: those changes in consciousness that we must achieve in order to feel the higher world are possible only under the influence of the upper light and cannot be replaced by any training. Prayer, turning to oneself. Question: there are many definitions of prayer that don't exactly coincide with each other. But everyone understands that prayer is an appeal to the Creator, to God. Usually, a prayer is structured as follows: first comes the praise of the Creator, second, a plea for forgiveness for some sins, and third is gratitude for everything good you've received from the Creator. Is it the same in Kabbalah or somehow different? Answer: in Kabbalah it is all a one-sided game. I have no one to address, not because there is no upper force, but because there is no point in addressing it, since a prayer, from the verb lihitpalel, means to judge oneself. Nobody is judging me, and if I have to turn to someone, it is only to myself. In fact, this is how all prayers work. With its help, through the means of addressing myself, I have to check myself: what am I doing well? Which parts am I not doing well? What can I do to improve my state, to get better at? What does it mean to become better? Compared to whom and how? And so on. Naturally, I have to praise the Creator so that the quality of the Creator, love and bestowal, is most preferred in my eyes. Question: do I have to ask for forgiveness, and if so, from whom? Answer: there is no one to ask for forgiveness, because the Creator is the Absolute. If I turn to Him asking for forgiveness, it means that, practically, I am turning to myself. And I begin to feel whether I have acted correctly, how I should have behaved, and how I should act in the future. So it is self-judgment, realizing one's evil and how to turn it into good. And then I thank the Creator for helping me. But again, I am addressing myself the whole time, because the Creator is the absolute quality of love and bestowal, which we can awaken but only in the measure of our desire to be similar to Him. Question: so, does the Creator answer only the right prayer? Answer: of course. And the right prayer is my desire to become similar to Him. nothing else. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, April 1, 2019. Where can I find the strength to reject the desire to be filled? Question: where does a person find the strength to reject the desire to be filled and to not receive the filling? Answer: from the Creator. But in order to do so, one must be in a group, because this force is not in us. We cannot refrain from receiving because we only consist of the desire to receive. This is where we understand that we do not have the power to control ourselves. We begin to believe what Kabbalists say, that if you really want to attain the attribute of bestowal, there is no other way but to enter a group that engages in acquiring the attribute of bestowal, because it is only through the group, when a person annuls himself before it, that he can begin to acquire this attribute from the Creator. There are not so many conditions for that, but it is very hard to absorb them in our egoistic mind. I need to be in a group. I need to annul myself before the friends. I need to not receive from the Creator so that later I can receive from Him everything that He has prepared for me. There are many different movements that contradict each other, and it is very hard for a person to absorb them and to picture everything. Although all one is required to do is to simply sit down, physically, like a machine and study the system, then all these actions run through him at the same time and he constantly changes. When a person changes, he feels the acquired knowledge and actions in a new way every time. When he feels it differently, he does not understand how all this takes place. It turns out that the wisdom seems simple: there is only pleasure and desire, which must be integrated correctly in order for pleasure to be received for the desire, and the desire will give for the pleasure. But this does not work out, and it is very hard to attain it. This is why there are other aids such as the group and the surrounding light. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, February 16, 2020.